Sachta Zala is Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Now, Mishnah Dalet Hey and tomorrow's Mishnah Vav are all a continuation of the last part of the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, Mishnah Gimel, which is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We learned yesterday that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue whether a person's body is considered hollow for purposes of forming an oihel. In other words, do we say that when a person is lying flat on the ground, the upper part of his body forms an oihel over the hollow of the inside of the person to spread tumah from one area to another? Now, yesterday we applied it to Gadasik. Today, we're going to directly apply it to directly to an oihel, meaning does a person's body form an oihel? And we'll again apply the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel to this case, and again we'll do the same in Mishnah Hey. So let's see. Hayu mashkif ad chaloin. A person was looking out over the window. So imagine an apartment building without a porch. So he sticks his head out the window, and directly underneath him, there's a dead body. So there's a funeral procession. And by sticking his head out the window, he's now forming an oihel with his head over the dead body. Now, in this case, he is flush up against the windowsill. There's no room. His body and his head are directly touching the windowsill. So v'ehil al kovri ha'meis. He's forming an oihel over the funeral, over the mace that they're carrying down below. So it all depends. Will tumah spread into the house? It depends if we say that the upper part of his body forms an oihel or not. He certainly becomes tummy. But does he form an oihel to spread the tumah into the house? So Beis Shammai yoimim eina mevias tumah. Consistent with their shita, Beis Shammai says a person's body is not hollow. And therefore, although the person himself may be tummy, but he doesn't spread form an oihel, the upper part of his body doesn't form an oihel to spread the tumah into the house. Or Beis Hillel yoimim mevias tumah. Beis Hillel says no, person's body is hollow, as we said yesterday. He learns it out of a pasuk in Eiyov. And therefore, the upper part of his body forms an oihel to spread tumah into the house. Umaydim, however, Beis Shammai will agree, that if he was wearing clothing, or there were two people, one on top of the other, that there, even Beis Shammai would agree that the tumah spreads into the house. Now over there, what's happening is, the clothing is forming an oihel over him. Now even though it's not hollow underneath the clothing, because let's say he's wearing a talus over his head. So the area underneath the talus is his body. But even according to Beis Shammai, his body is tameh. Once something is tameh, it can't block tumah. So the area underneath this talus is now considered an oihel, even according to Beis Shammai, and the tumah will spread. Similarly, if you have two people, one on top of the other, even if they're undressed, but in that case, the upper person, is still going to form an oihel over the lower person. Even though it's not a hollow area, according to Beis Shammai, that's true. But since the lower person is tameh, so he can't block tumah from, and therefore the upper person will form a valid oihel, and the tumah will spread via the oihel created by the upper person into the house. So in this case, even Beis Shammai would agree that the tumah will spread into the house. And Mishnah Hay continues with the concept of this machlokes hayamutal al hiskupa. Now, instead of overhanging the mace is now overhanging the person. The person is lying on the threshold between, so the bottom half of him is in the house, and the upper part of his body, meaning he's lying flat on the ground. So his feet are in the house, but his head is outside the house. And he's lying on the threshold of the door. V'ehilai alav kavri ha'mace. And now the funeral procession, the mace, is now carried over him. So he becomes tummy. But does he form an oil to spread tummy into the house? Again, the same machlokes. So Bishamay is consistent. Since the person's body is not hollow, there's nothing forming an oil to spread the tummy into the house. However, Beis Hillel holds no, since the person is a halachic oil, since the person is halachically hollow, so then the tumah, his upper part of his body, will form an oil to spread the tumah into the house and be metame the house.